Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. I'm Joe, and this video is another update on the situation with regards to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In this series of videos, I'm looking at the financial implications on the global economy of this conflict. And today, I want to focus in on inflation. Now, inflation is a huge issue for all economies around the world right now. At the start of 2022, inflation was at record levels in a lot of countries. We haven't really got over the impact of the pandemic. During the course of 2020, a lot of economies went into lockdown and companies shut down their production. As we came out of lockdown and everybody started to return to an element of normality, demand for goods and services skyrocketed. And the problem we had was that the production couldn't keep pace with the increased demand. So that meant that we had increasing prices. And we're still in that phase right now. We're not at full capacity in terms of a lot of the production. We used up a lot of stocks throughout the pandemic. And a lot of companies are trying to get back to the point where they have enough supply to meet demand. So that was the situation prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But everything has now got a lot worse. What we have seen over the last few weeks is that sanctions have been brought in against Russia. And those sanctions are causing problems for Russian businesses because they can no longer do trade with the Western world and they can no longer access capital. But the sanctions are also causing major problems for all of the other countries, because a lot of nations were dependent upon a variety of goods provided by Russia. And as those countries have turned their back on Russia, we've now got a shortage in supply, which has meant the prices have risen dramatically. So we've seen huge increases in the price of oil and natural gas and food products and a variety of commodities that are used by industry. And in this video, I wanted to go through what's happening with those prices and talk about inflation, because inflation will have a direct impact on what happens to the global economy over the next 12 months or so. So we'll go through exactly what inflation is, whether all inflation is bad or whether you can have any good inflation, what you can do to try to counter inflation. We'll then look at the inflation rates all around the world right now. We'll have a look at what's happening as a direct result of the Ukrainian crisis. And then finally, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 to 12 months with inflation and the impact that that's going to have on the global economy. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. Whenever I post a video talking about inflation, I always get a lot of comments from viewers telling me that they disagree with my definition of inflation and that it's one thing or another. So I thought to be able to put that to bed, I'd use the International Monetary Fund's definition of inflation. And the IMF say that inflation measures how much more expensive a set of goods and services has become over a certain period, usually a year. So inflation is looking at the relative cost of a variety of items. Every country around the world has a different way of measuring inflation, but there's generally an accepted way of doing it, and it's referred to as a basket of products. An official body in each country is in charge of collating the price of a variety of goods and services, and the price of those items are then monitored on a monthly basis, and the statistics are released to be able to show everybody how prices are tracking on both a monthly and an annual basis. So in the USA, all of this data is collated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In the UK, it's the Office of National Statistics. And the reason I'm mentioning the UK is that they actually publish the list of all of the items that are included in their basket. So I thought it'd be interesting to have a quick look at that to give you a flavour of the sort of things that are being measured on a monthly basis. Now, the objective of this basket of goods is to try to be representative of what the average man and woman is spending their money on a monthly basis. So it includes a whole host of different items. So if we just have a look very quickly through this list. So basic food items such as bread, flour, pasta are included, clothing, electricity and gas, furniture, transport costs, holidays, eating out, jewellery, insurance and financial services. So it's a really wide variety of items, and the objective here is to really try to be representative of what everybody's spending their money on. And the inflation figures are published monthly, and you'll be able to see what the inflation was in that particular month, and also what the figure is for the last 12 months. And that's the number that everybody really focuses in on, is the rolling 12-month average inflation figure. When you see stories about inflation in the press, they are usually negative and talking about high levels of inflation, price increases, and the impact on the economy. So it's easy to assume that all inflation is seen to be bad. However, an element of some inflation is needed in a healthy economy for a couple of reasons. Firstly, everybody who has a job has an aspiration to be paid more. So you always hope to get a pay increase, whether that be once a year or once every 6 months or whatever your review period is. Everybody wants a slight increase, and it makes you feel good about your job. It makes you feel like you've done well, and you feel a bit happier because you've got a little bit more money in your pay packet at the end of each month. So in order to be able to facilitate pay increases, companies need to be able to increase the price of their products, because if you're a business, you have to make some profit. So you'll have your costs, and then you have your sales price, and the difference between those two items is your profit. So if your costs are increasing, then you need to have the ability to increase your prices. And an increase in prices, by definition, means an increase in inflation. So in most economies around the world, the target rate of inflation right now is around about 2%. 2% is seen as being a level that enables prices to increase without causing any major stress or concerns for the economy. If you have a situation in an economy where prices are either flat or are decreasing, then that brings its own concerns. So to go back to my previous example, if you're a company that has a lot of staff that are demanding a 1% increase in wages, and you've got falling prices, then that means that you're going to make losses, because if you pay your staff 1% more and you can't increase your prices, or you have to reduce your prices, then your profit margin is going to be squeezed. And that's not healthy for any economy, because over time, if that company starts making losses, then it will eventually close and all of those staff will lose their jobs and all of those people will have less spending power. So flat prices or decreasing prices are not attractive when you're looking at an economy. And that's the situation that's been occurring in Japan for the last 20 years or so. We've seen deflation and negative interest rates, and it's a very, very difficult cycle to get out of. High levels of inflation are bad because it reduces the purchasing power of money. So as an example, if you have $100 and you're in an economy where inflation is running at 5%, at the end of a 12-month period, the amount of goods that you could previously buy for $100 would now cost you $105 because you've had 5% inflation. So in that example, in order to maintain your purchasing power, you would need your wages to increase by 5% just to stay at the same level. So high levels of inflation can become a vicious circle, because as prices go up, then people will demand more wages and more pay. And then as they are paid more, they will spend more, which will drive up prices further. So high levels of inflation can start to expand quite rapidly. So what causes inflation to occur? Well, the main factor that we're seeing in the economy at the moment is the price of imports. In the Western world, a lot of goods are imported, and the two main reasons for that are either the country doesn't have some valuable resource that it needs, such as oil or natural gas, or that country doesn't produce finished products that it wants to buy. So in this series of videos, we've talked a lot about the energy reserves that Russia has, and it exports a lot of oil and natural gas all around the world. And the reason for that is the countries that are buying those energy products don't have enough within their own boundaries, and therefore they need to buy it in. And with regards to manufactured products, a lot of manufactured products are made in China these days because it's a low-cost economy, they have a large workforce, and they've geared themselves up for mass production. So if you're a net importer of goods and the price of those goods starts to rise, then that will lead to inflation in your country. So if we go back to that example I talked about earlier of the basket of goods, if that basket includes gasoline and food products and manufactured goods, and the price of all three of those items goes up by 10%, then that is likely to lead to a large increase in the price of that basket of goods, and therefore will increase the level of inflation in that country. There are a variety of other factors that can drive inflation, but I think that's the easiest way to think about it. And one of the other factors is the value of your currency. So we've talked about Turkey a lot on this channel, and in 2021, the value of the Turkish lira fell by more than 40%. So what that meant is that if you're a consumer in Turkey and you're buying goods that have been imported, then the price of those goods in Turkish lira will have risen by around 40% just by virtue of the fact that the lira has fallen in value. So how do you counter inflation and how do you stop prices rising? Well, the traditional way of dealing with it by most countries around the world has been by increasing interest rates. In today's economy, a lot of consumers and companies have debt, and in many situations, the interest costs of that debt are one of the biggest outgoings in either households or company budgets. By increasing interest rates, it increases the cost of that debt and therefore reduces the amount of disposable income that individuals and companies have at the end of each month. So when a country increases its interest rate, it means that those consumers will have less money to spend and therefore demand will fall. And then the theory is that that should bring prices back down because people are buying less and the supply and demand equilibrium will move so that prices come back down. However, one of the problems that we have right now is that a lot of price increases are being driven by import costs. So increasing the cost of debt in a country doesn't automatically lead to a reduction in prices because those prices are being set by the global economy. And it might be that oil prices are high because everybody has decided to stop buying Russian oil. And that price problem is not going to be solved by increasing debt costs in each individual country. So let's have a look at some of the current rates of inflation around the world. I'm often asked by viewers where I source my data from, and tradingeconomics.com provides a lot of really useful data on a variety of different data sets and countries around the world. So I definitely recommend having a look at that website if you're interested in doing some more research yourself. So this is the list of the countries with the highest rates of inflation currently. We can see that Venezuela is top of the shop with 340% inflation, followed by Sudan and Lebanon, both of which have over 200% inflation. But I'm not here to have a look at these countries. I'm here to have a look at the developing countries. So along the top here, we've got different categories. And on the far right, we've got G20. And G20 relates to the 20 largest economies in the world right now. So if we just change the metric so that we're looking from the top down, we can see that the two developed countries with the highest rates of inflation in the world right now are Turkey and Argentina, and the level of inflation is above 50% in both of those economies. Now, Turkey, I've been documenting in some detail on this channel, and if you're interested in finding out what's going on in Turkey, I recently posted a video looking at the impact of the Russian crisis on the Turkish economy. There are specific reasons why Argentina's inflation is so high, and I'll produce a video on that at some point when the Russian crisis calms down. But if we run down this table, we can see that number four on the list is Russia. And as at the end of February, the inflation rate in Russia was seen as 9%. Now, given everything that's going on right now and all of the issues, it is very likely that the rate of inflation in Russia is going to increase dramatically over the next few months. We will see inflation hitting double digits, and it could easily go through 20% over the next month or two. The USA is next on the list, and inflation is currently running at 7.9%, which is the highest level for 40 years. Running quickly down the rest of this list, we've got Spain at 7.6%, Mexico at 7.3%, the Netherlands at 6.2%, India at 6.1%, the whole of the Eurozone has an average inflation of 5.8%, Italy's at 5.7%, as is South Africa, United Kingdom is at 5.5%, which is the highest level for 30 years, Canada and Germany at 5.1%, Singapore at 4%, South Korea 3.7%, France 3.6%, Australia 3.5%, and Switzerland 2.2%. Now, interestingly, at the bottom of this chart is Japan, which currently has an inflation rate of 0.5%. And as I mentioned earlier in this video, Japan have had problems with deflation and falling prices and negative interest rates. So they are really struggling to get themselves out of this situation. So they're at the opposite end of the spectrum from Turkey, but it doesn't mean that they don't have their own problems. So the main issues relating to inflation that are coming directly out of the Russian invasion of Ukraine relate to the price of all of the goods that were previously exported from both Russia and Ukraine. So Russia is a major exporter of energy products. It exports large amounts of oil and natural gas and coal. But it's also a big producer of food products such as wheat and corn, and a variety of mining products, metals that are used in industrial processes such as platinum, nickel, and palladium. Ukraine is also important to the global economy as it's a big producer of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. So we've seen the prices of all of these commodities rise dramatically over the last few weeks, and it's likely that they will remain high for the rest of 2022. We've got a dislocation in the market in terms of everybody's now moving away from buying things from Russia, and until we get the supply chains back in place to be able to have sufficient supplies coming through on a regular basis, then prices will remain at a high level. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, clearly inflation is a major concern for a lot of economies all around the world right now. We've got rates that haven't been seen anywhere around the world for 20, 30 or even 40 years. Now that sends alarm bells to anybody. Even if you don't know anything about economics, if you're being told that inflation is currently the highest it's been for 40 years, then that tells you that something's not quite right and we could be on the verge of something bad happening. And unfortunately, the figures that I've just shown you, which are those record highs, relate to the period before we saw any impact from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So the March figures will be the first set that truly have the uplift from the prices of oil and food products and the various other commodities that have jumped in price over the last few weeks. So it is absolutely certain that the rates of inflation will be going up in March, and it's likely that they will continue going up for all of the following quarter. So through the first half of 2022, we are going to see more and more pressure being put on these economies as prices start to rise faster. Now, the reaction from authorities around the world is likely to be an increase in interest rates. We will probably see interest rates rising higher and faster than originally expected. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the old theory that increasing interest rates reduces spending and therefore reduces prices and brings inflation down doesn't really hold water in the current environment. One of the main reasons that inflation is so high is because of the import costs of energy, food, and finished products. And the price of all of those items is going to go up dramatically over the next few months. So increasing interest rates and increasing the debt costs for consumers and companies isn't going to help. In fact, it could make matters worse because we've got a situation where the low-income sector of society is struggling to cope right now, and any increase in borrowing cost is going to put more pressure on those individuals. At the same time, we've got an increase in fuel and food costs, so it's a double whammy. As I've mentioned previously on the channel, the global economy is currently sitting on a precipice. We haven't really recovered from everything that happened through the COVID period. A lot of individuals and companies have more debt than they should right now. They've had to borrow to survive to get through all of the lockdowns and the shutdowns and everything else that's been going on during the pandemic. And an increase in interest rates right now, coupled with rising prices, could easily push the global economy into recession. I think there's a likelihood that during 2022, if we see aggressive increases in interest rates, combined with prices staying high for fuel and food, that we could see a lot of businesses starting to collapse and economies going into recession. Hopefully that won't happen, but as it sits right now, I can't see how we can get ourselves out of this situation, and what's happening in Ukraine is only making matters worse. That's actually adding fuel to the fire. So I'll keep you posted of any further news and developments as and when I see them. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me that thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.